Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are in Berlin at the Berlinale 2015. And we are here with Ole Javer, which is the director of Out of Nature. Hello, Ole, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Your film is really beautiful and very simple and very, let's say, minimalistic, if we can use that word. But I think this kind of simplicity could have been very difficult to achieve. Could be like a kind of daring. How do you manage to get to that final film, to manage this simplicity in a way that could not be dangerous?
Well, I don't think I necessarily thought about it that way, but I think for me the whole like idea or concept of the film was to get into someone's heads and try to be really honest about what goes through our minds. And when you have that as the first idea or the core of the film, you just have to trust that that is interesting or funny enough to make a film about. And then I didn't want to, because you could easily be tempted to be very philosophical, portraying what he is going through, his mind. But I just wanted it to be really like all those banal, like really primitive thoughts that you also have. That he's not going to be that kind of smart guy necessarily. And we also, but in the script, there were also more like, there were more scenes that had to do with things outside of his life. But we ended up just erasing those scenes as we were shooting, because we found it also more interesting while we were shooting the kind of the everyday life, the simplicity to it, and that was enough for making a film, and that became the quality of the film.
Yeah, the film is about, there was this kind of stream of consciousness of the main, of the, well, this is called the only character, but basically, which goes hiking and thinks all over, there was this voiceover continue of his thoughts, which are like random thoughts without any kind of specific logical connection. Weren't you afraid that this kind of continuous voiceover could be difficult to manage again, because sometimes voiceovers are really annoying, actually.
Right.
And you know, really, but really, this one is not at all. It's, I mean, at some point, it's even you are longing for some voice, for his voice over when it's not there.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen a film. I think when you see a film with voiceovers, it's very often it's very aware of that it's telling the audience something, but in this film it's he doesn't want anybody to hear his thoughts, so we're diving into someone's mind that is not aware that somebody's listening. And that was for me very interesting, to get into someone's head and just see what are people really,
really
thinking
really
about them, and what is going through their minds. But before I kind of wrote all those thoughts, I made a structure for the film, that in this part of the film he's going to just blaming everybody else for his problems, and in this part a little bit later he's going to be aware of that he has some problems himself that he has to solve, and maybe later on from that again he has to dig into his childhood, see if there's something there that might explain why I'm having all this trouble in my life. So I made an overall structure for the film, and within that I tried to just kind of write stream of consciousness thoughts about that theme for that particular part of the film.
But how much of yourself there is in Martin, if there is any?
Of course there is. I think when you're writing and directing a film, that you have to give of yourself, because you have to identify with the character to know that there's some authenticity to it. But it's not about me. I had to make a character, because if I was going to make an autobiography, I would be too self-censored, you know. So making that character allowed me to be even more honest about what goes through our mind, and I could just give him all those thoughts and ideas that I didn't self want to justify or
Just you put some comic touches in to it. Some of them really funny. The choice of music, for example, well, there is this Forever Young song on the back while he's running, because this guy is trying to think to change his life. How did you choose the comedy part of it? I mean, it came to your mind like this, or it was something that was planned?
It was planned. I think when you're making a film with only one character, or almost only one character, you have to do something that enriches the film. It could be tempo shifts. It could be something with the rhythm to the film, the music of the film, and it also could be adding humor to the film. And I think it's at some point at some level it's a really existential film, and it's like hardcore drama sometimes. But I also wanted to see the character from outside and being able to laugh of him. So I think from the writing process, I was very aware of that this scene I want to see from a little bit of distance, a little bit of irony. But in that next scene, I want to be more involved with him and involved with his deeper struggles. It's not so funny.
Why did you choose not to make any kind of analysis or psychoanalysis of him? I mean, he talks to himself. He says a lot of things which are understandable. Many others are not understandable, kind of selfish or idle or whatever. But you didn't try not once to analyze it, to find the reason why, or to find like which were the motivations. Why did you do that? I mean, because it was a choice to make your life easier, or it was a choice to, because there is nothing to analyze. I don't know.
Yeah, I think. I think it touches into something when he goes into his childhood, but it's you know, the film, one of the themes of the film is also escapism, you know, that when you're not dealing with your life, you always see like the greener grass on the other side, and you think that if I do this or do that, maybe things will solve. So I think where the film ends, it's more like he doesn't have like a big psychoanalysis of himself, but he knows that there's something I have to deal with. I have to do something with my life, and there's big work ahead. It's at the same time when the film ends, it's also the beginning of a new process for him.
Which we don't know what it is, anyway.
No, we don't know. But also, I think, often when I see films, I can find myself like drifting a little bit away from the film during the film. And it's not because it's boring, it's just because the film has a room for self-contemplation. And I wanted to create some spaces in the film where you can add your own life into it, or you can think, how is my life? How do I deal with these issues? And if I was to give too many answers, I think maybe I would take that away from the audience.
Yeah, drive people away. Yeah. Make it less interesting.
Less
personal in a way.
You
can relate.
It's more interactive, I think.
But when you were building up the character of Martin, did you think of him as a smart guy, or as a dumb guy, as a selfish or just confused, or which were the characteristics you were looking for?
Yeah. I don't think I think in those terms, because I have to love him.
Yeah. So that's those are not negative.
Right.
Forcefully negative, but still.
Yeah, I think of him. I have huge love for him, and I think it's at some point I am really. I think why do you do that? Get a grip on yourself. I can also laugh of him, but I think like deeply, I just feel a lot of sympathy for him.
It's very sweet sometimes. Like tender, you know. So confused that he feels.
I think confused is the most precise word. Confused.
Yeah, but he has this kind of confusion that gives empathy.
right,
to the audience. Yeah. It's not confused, but annoyingly confused. It's confused, like,
right,
confused.
You want to hold him and embrace him.
What brought you to tell this story? Why did you tell us the story? Which was the motor of it?
Yeah, I think the first idea was really like just the concept of coming into someone's head. And actually before that, when I was shooting my previous film, which is only two characters in the mountain, during that shooting I asked myself, is it possible to make it even simpler? Can I make a film with just one man and the mountains?
And then next, only the mountains.
Then I'm done.
You got the movies to do.
And then I asked myself, how could that be interesting? Could it be a film? And of course, it's been done before, or similar things like Castaway with Tom Hanks, Alone on an Island. But how could it be interesting for me? And then I came with the idea that if we can go into his head and like have really uncensored, or hear his thoughts uncensored, that could be just both interesting and it could be funny, both for me to work with during the process, and it could eventually be interesting for the audience. So that's how the whole idea came. And then I just had to invent a character that had something, a dilemma in his life or something he weren't able to cope with.
Mm-hmm.
And his disconnection with the family and his social life was like the main struggle for him.
Yeah.
And then I could take that out in the nature and also make a film about our struggle of finding ourselves both alone in nature and also in culture with social life. And
but do you think that this kind of midlife crisis, or like he's 30 something,
let's say, 37, 36, 70, or,
yeah. Is this something that is brought by the way we live now, or is something that everybody is going to face sooner or later?
I think it's
because he suffers him like a society imposed situation on him that he couldn't manage anymore.
Right. I think if we go like really way back, you know, the whole movement of humans from nature to cities has made us. That we have to find identity and belonging more in like the cultural constructions and institutions or on Facebook than we found that in nature. We could connect with ourselves, we could be feel presence and belonging in nature, and now we have to find that elsewhere. And I think we have lost something like the human touch in that movement from nature to culture. So if we are standing inside our apartment and it's raining outside, I think we can feel that we are longing for something, and that is, I think, is to connect with ourselves, connect with nature. So that, I think, is a common thing for people who are living in cities. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. It was Ole Hever, director, writer and actor of Out of Nature. Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio from Berlinale 2015.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.